This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
John Rappaport here, once again, talking about the operation. The operation to destroy America, to destroy other countries, and the concept of liberty. These are the times to try men's souls. Sunshine Patriots, the words of Thomas Paine, perhaps you remember them from The Crisis Number one of his pamphlets. It was during the Revolutionary War. Washington's army was on the verge of complete collapse and defeat. In the winter, 11,000 troops had simply walked out and gone home. Contracts were ready to expire on the rest of the army. It was assumed that they would walk home as well. And so Thomas Paine put out a second pamphlet, Crisis Number One, after Common Sense. Common Sense, of course, had done a great deal to spur on the American Revolution of Independence from England. And so several events happened that were fortunate for Washington's army, but one of the main ones was that he got a hold of Thomas Paine's pamphlet, and he said the morale of the troops needs to be boosted. And so I want these words of Thomas Paine to be read to the troops. And so they were from the pamphlet. These are the times that try men's souls. Freedom. And the morale of the troops was boosted, and they went on to obtain victories against the Hessians, against Howe. The tide turned in the Revolutionary War on the whole concept of oppression, liberty, courage, willingness to go all the way, to fight and to die if necessary. In other words, there was a time in our history when what we're seeing now, the completely preposterous imprisonment of the population, the so-called lockdowns, the contact tracing, the surveillance, the testing, the vaccine, the whole idea of having to present some form of guarantee of immunity in order to gain access to travel, which is the plan, and to work and go to the office and all of this. All of that, there was a time when all of that would have been defeated overnight. The population of America would never have stood for it. They would have come out onto the roads, the streets, the farms, the fields, the city halls, wherever they needed to, en masse, by the millions, and they would have said, you're telling us we can't work, we can't earn a living, that we might be sick, that because we might get ill and pass some sickness on, that you're going to destroy the entire country and the entire economy? Really? It's not going to happen. We're not going to do it. And it would have been over at that point. Fauci would have been a simple little disgusting clown that would have been swept away in the tide. the coronavirus task force gone forever. We'll have more to say about this and about America after the break. John Rappaport on InfoWars.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
As I was saying before the break, make no mistake about it, even though most people don't have any sense of history left because it's been wiped away by the schools. But there was a time when this entire insanity that we're facing now would have been over in one night. People would have come out of their houses with guns, understanding their right to defend themselves, their lives, their jobs, their businesses, their right to earn a living, their survival. And they would have said, you've gone insane. You're not going to produce this kind of an effect on the country, on us, on anybody. So not only is this not going to happen, but we're going to throw you out of office, cast you aside, and bring on some better people, people who understand what the spirit of liberty is all about, what freedom is all about, what we've established here on this continent in terms of limited government, which was the point of the exercise and the sacrifice and the blood and the dying, not to the creation of government, but with grudging willingness to frame a constitution that would create, yes, a country, a federal government, severely hamstrung, with severely limited powers to interfere in the lives of the people. That was the point. And independence from England. And this was all going to be thrown away overnight when people could remember members of their family, their relatives, their friends, people they knew well in their communities who had shed blood and died in the War of Revolution of 1776. And they were going to throw all that away for Anthony Fauci? You kidding me? For Deborah Birx? For Robert Redfield? For some computer modeler from England named Neil Ferguson with an abject record of failure who predicted 2 million people would die in America because of COVID-19. The population of a free and brave country were going to throw away their entire revolution and what it stood for and what it meant and what it passed down to future generations and all the blood and the sacrifice simply for this? No. Never would have happened. But now look. Look at the great city of New York. It's desolate. A friend was telling me the other day, he was walking on the streets of Manhattan around the famous Flatiron Building around 23rd Street. I know the area well. Boarded up, store after shop after store after store. Streets empty. Occasionally people appearing, walking along wearing a mask. This is what happened to the great city of New York. And the citizenry of New York, especially the business owners, the people who have a stake in earning their own way, have folded up like a house of cards that fell and submitted completely. We surrender to the lockdowns. We surrender to the fascist dictator Cuomo and the little puppet dictator de Blasio. No courage left. No guts, no honor, nothing, zero. So it falls to the people who are willing to do what needs to be done to overthrow this fascist tyranny that has taken over by bloodless coup the government of states and the government of the United States. A long time ago, I wrote a piece called Anthony Fauci, the Interim President of the United States, and it was the case. He was the acting president, and still, in many ways, is the acting president. This little twerp who has nothing at all except having had the capacity to worm his way up politically into a position of power. This has nothing to do with competence, science, any of that. I know the left adores Fauci. They think he's the counterbalance to the deranged president, the only man of common sense among us who is willing to state the facts and all of that, which is sheer preposterous BS, insanity. Nothing could be further from the truth. So I ask you this question, and I hope you consider it seriously. If you walked into a doctor's office and you're feeling all right, you go in for whatever reason, don't know why, but there you are, physical checkup, whatever, and the doctor says, I'm afraid that you are in terrible condition. Your prospects are not very good. In fact, you need to be put on life support immediately. Would it not occur to you to find a second opinion? At the very least, a second opinion? Wouldn't it? Somebody gives a patient that kind of diagnosis? Of course. Well, what about the diagnosis for the country? Anthony Fauci gets up and gives his opinion. The country's on life support. And is there no second opinion? Well, as a matter of fact, there are many second opinions. And now I'm not even talking about the deep dive that I and other people have taken into the fabricated hoax that is the pandemic from the outset, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But what I'm talking about here is conventional medical scientific authorities in the United States, in Germany, in England, in other places, who have, in Sweden, who have stepped out and said, the lockdowns are completely insane. Even within the conventional view of what COVID-19 is, it's insane. It's counterproductive. It's destroying lives in the process and economies, of course, and putting people in severe danger. They're committing suicide at a higher rate, drug addiction, violence, poverty, bankruptcy, hopelessness around the planet. For what? For nothing. And I would point you to one article by J.B. Handley at Children's Health Defense called Lockdown Lunacy, A Thinking Person's Guide. And the reason that I do that, and there it is on the screen, is because what Handley does is, all right, taking the somewhat conventional approach. All right, there is a virus, there are tests, there are numbers of cases, et cetera, et cetera. Let's look at what other medical authorities besides Fauci and his minions have to say about all of this. And when we do, and Handley cites many such studies and authorities, we see the entire operation is insane. Psychotic, psychopathic, deranged, criminal, murderous. A second opinion. Wouldn't you think the prime minister of a country or the president of a country would pause for that and say, well, I understand what you're saying, Dr. Fauci or Dr. Ferguson, but we're going to consult a second opinion here before we knock down and lock down the whole friggin' country and destroy everybody's lives. And there was a time when this would not have stood. See you after the break. Stay with us.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
All right. The solution, no tracing, no testing, no vaccine. No thank you. Will not take it. Will not do it. Will not submit. People that own businesses come out of the house, open up the businesses. Many, many, many people, more than these petty tin pot governors are permitting. So many, in fact, that it can't be stopped. We're never going back, never doing another lockdown, no matter what. Opening up. Beyond what's permitted by these lunatics. No app, no contact tracing app, no tracing, no cooperation with tracing, no cooperation with testing, no cooperation with vaccine. Opening up the economy, coming out of the house and saying, no, this is not happening anymore. If enough people do that, it's all over. You have another answer? The ship from another planet is coming to, redo everything and put a rainbow in Fauci's brain and then it'll be all over? I don't think so. I don't think so. And now we have the second wave. Man, I have a language barrier here when I get rolling. I have to understand that. There's a great deal of restraint in the language that I'm using because otherwise I would go off completely and say things that apparently are not permitted in the public airwaves. But anyway, here we are. The second wave now. Fauci is telling Major League Baseball, does he want to be the commissioner, the next commissioner? If you have a season, it should end in October because next winter we could have more of this. Thanks, Fauci. China. Are you kidding me? China is now locking down, part of Beijing, the second wave of cases. What happened the first time in China? Let's get into a little history. The two major events that started this entire planned operation, okay? Not spontaneous, not at all. The first was China locking down 50 million citizens overnight, three cities. That expanded to 100 million very quickly. And that gave the signal, which was not spontaneous, but there it was, to the CDC, the World Health Organization, and the governments around the world. Oh, okay. We can lock down, too, because China just broke the ice. This is what we've been trying to do with every dud friggin' epidemic since the beginning, since SARS, since West Nile, since Ebola, since Zika, since swine flu, et cetera, right? And we didn't bring it off, but now China has done it. And the UN and World Health Organization, oh, we love China. Aren't they wonderful? They showed us the way. This is what we want. Rockefeller loves China. He praised China to the skies in 1973. They only killed, what was it, 45, 60 billion people in order to bring about Mao's revolution. Isn't that wonderful? Blah, 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 blah. And now other countries can institute these lockdowns. And then what happened? Italy, the first beachhead on the western shore, so to speak. Lockdown, half the country, lockdown the whole country. Heads of the provinces in Italy at the time the first lockdown occurred didn't even know it was going to happen. Central government announced it overnight, bang, bang, bang. And then, like dominoes, they began to fall. But then something else was needed, okay? A prediction, a threat, an ominous cloud had to appear over the stupid, stupid, clueless, lunatic heads of government of nations around the world. A prediction of how many deaths could occur from COVID-19. And for that, they had a criminal idiot named Neil Ferguson, who worked at the Imperial College in London. His institute, Ferguson's, is supported by tens of million dollars every year from guess who? Bill Gates, of course, of course, of course. And so Ferguson came up with a model, and this was months ago, and he said, could be 500,000 deaths in England and 2 million in the U.S. The man had an abysmal record of failure as a computer modeler, in part because the whole field is BS from the ground up. And the people in his own field who said, oh, Neil is great, we love Ferguson, he's a genius, and so forth, they're patting themselves on the back because they want a job, because they're in a field that's completely unscientific. Oh, computer predictions, yes. And we're pulling down a paycheck, and we have a university job, so we have to pump up our profession, and we choose to elevate Neil Schmuck Ferguson to the top of the list and say that he's a genius. No, he's a total failure, a friggin' failure. In 2005, he said that bird flu could kill as many as 200 million people, and the final official tally was several hundred. And he used the same old-time structural model that he used in 2005 to predict the COVID-19 deaths in 2020. But nobody bothered to figure that out or ask any questions. Fauci said to Trump, blah, 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 and somebody said to Boris Johnson, blah, 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 and before you know it, it's like, well, I don't want to be responsible for all these deaths. So the whole idea of just letting this go like an ordinary flu season and working our way through it and keeping the world alive and the economies alive is now verboten. It's off the table. We can't do it because too many people would die. So we have to have lockdowns. Listen up, you governors. We want you to do this. And that's how it happened. And so this potato head, Ferguson, slunk off eventually by having exposed, I think, himself to the fact that he was having an ongoing affair with a married woman who was his mistress, and she came to visit him during the lockdown. Oh, he apologized, mea culpa. I broke my own rules, so to speak. And he disappeared and said he was quitting his official government job. That's called pleading to a lesser charge. No, I'm not guilty of making a prediction that all kinds of people are going to die and destroying the economy.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of True Nascent Iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Promoted this entire COVID-19 farce, false pandemic, the Chinese lockdowns, the computer predictions of Neil Ferguson. Now China's doing it again, locking down. Just think about this. China locks down 100 million people the first time. A mere 2 months to 3 months later, China is announcing that everything's been put back together in China, everything's okay, everybody's going back to work. And all of a sudden, what China was doing is happening in the West. All these other countries are locked down. China is not locked down anymore. Boom. It's like a stage magic trick. Here they are. No, they're not. They're over here. The lockdowns were there. Now, guess what? Hey, the they're over here. And don't you know, you should, what an inspiration it was, as I said before the last break, for China to have done that first gigantic lockdown, because all the powers that be, from Bill Gates to World Health Organization, et cetera, were rubbing their hands because that's what they wanted to do, and the UN wanted it, and it was done in all these countries after China set the bar and showed the way. Amazing, isn't it, how that trick happened? And now China's doing it again, locking down, and again we hear talk of the second wave of COVID-19. There is no second wave. There was no first wave. The whole thing is a fraud. But they're going to try to piggyback on what China's doing now to lock down again. More than is currently being locked down. This country and other countries all around the world, it's happening. Believe me. It's happening. That's what they're trying to do. That's what they want to do. Do you see any of these current protests across America even vaguely approaching the medical holocaust that's going on here? Any possible rub up against that? Of course not. Clueless completely. You want to see some horrendous things that are being done to people of color? Go look at some of these hospitals where the treatment is unbelievable. Last week I talked about the treatment in Elmhurst at the epicenter of the epicenter. You've got doctors in New York, you've got doctors in other places who are saying, well, we're just learning about the use of ventilators. We didn't really know how to do it before. And maybe some of these people don't need ventilators. And it's a learning process, of course. If people are dying like flies when we put them on ventilators and when we give them all kinds of heavy sedatives so they fall asleep under the ventilation and they never wake up. Yeah. But we don't want to talk about that because we're on a learning curve, you see, we doctors. We didn't know that one of the long-standing adverse effects of the use of ventilators is pneumonia in patients who are already supposedly suffering from lung conditions called COVID. We didn't know that too much pressure on the lungs could destroy the lungs. Really? That's like saying, we didn't know if you took a hammer and you smashed somebody on the head that we could cause any damage. We didn't know. We're just learning. We didn't realize that you could give people who have, you know, shortness of breath that need oxygen, other means of oxygen. Never heard of other ways of delivering oxygen than through a ventilator? Really? You want to see some horrendous things going on in New York City, in New York State, where Governor Cuomo, who's all of a sudden a genius doctor, demands 30,000 ventilators be sent to New York to treat these patients. What does he know? He's a moron. He knows nothing. He's a potato head. And if his name weren't Cuomo, he'd be shoveling sand in Death Valley, where he belonged. Ditto for de Blasio, the mayor of New York. They don't know anything about medicine or science. They're fascists. That's what they are. There's Daddy Mario Cuomo. Yeah. So this is what's going on. At the very beginning, going back to the so-called discovery of the new virus that nobody has seen before, which they all were discovering in about 5 minutes. Well, we had an outbreak in Wuhan and boo-woo. And the scientists said, what is this? We don't know. We've got patients coming in with lung problems and pneumonia and whatever. Of course, 300,000 people every year die of pneumonia in China, which means they have millions of cases of pneumonia. But we'll ignore that. Yeah, this is serious. I wonder if it's going to be a new disease here. The Chinese researcher, well, we better call in the CDC and the World Health Organization, big shot virus hunters to help us out here and whatever. And here they are working away for 10 minutes in the lab. And, you know, somebody would come in the room and tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, schmuck, look out the window of the building. What do you see? Well, I don't see anything. That's right. You don't see anything. You can't see across the street because the foul air has such deadly pollutants in it that people took to the streets last summer to protest it, even though protests in China could get you arrested and disappeared and killed. And you want to know what's causing lung problems in Wuhan? And you're looking for a virus? Really? Isn't that wonderful? And I'll bet you're going to find this new virus in about 10 minutes, right? Yeah, how did you know? It's called, let's call it COVID-2 SARS, COVID-19, and give it a nice fancy name and say, nobody ever saw it before. Do a study on patients, line up 500 or 1,000 that are supposed to have this epidemic, and confirm by some real test, not a fake test, that they all have this new virus that we never saw before. No, we're not going to do that. We're just going to pick out anecdotally a few people here and there and say, oh, we sequenced the whole thing and the genetic blah, 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 and we got the new virus and everybody agrees, and it's an epidemic and it's spreading, and look, Beijing just locked down 50 million people. Whoa, okay, Italy, you're next. Neil Ferguson, get to work. Okay, give us the computer prediction. All right, lock down the UK, lock down America. Don't come out of your houses. Don't be a patriot. These are the times to try men's souls. No, we can't have that. No. This can't be a time that tries anybody's souls. Hey, we got McDonald's, we got TV, we got internet, we got video games. How can there be any trying of the soul? We got a million things we can order from Walmart online and Amazon. Hey, you know, Amazon is forever, baby. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier, sunshine patriot. Is this country just going to be allowing itself to be flushed down the toilet? Say that's the end? We're finished? We bow to the medical dictatorship. Whatever they say, we do. Wear a mask, cover your head, hide in the bathroom, lock the door. Go to the hospital. Don't go to the hospital.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive the discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCN Life. Life.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
How do you think China is looking at the U.S. right now? Chinese government, I'm talking about the regime. Think they're feeling any sympathy? Kidding? Oh, well, we locked down 100 million people the first time, and look what happened in the U.S. So they locked down everybody. We went back to work. They didn't. Let's try it again. Let's see what happens again. Have a second wave. What do we care? We'll call it a second wave, a new outbreak, or whatever. Chinese government considers all their citizens to be completely disposable. Let's get that straight. Whatever it is, they're 1.2, 1.3 billion people. If they lose a few million, do you think the Chinese regime really cares? No, they don't. So they're just looking at, well, look what a tremendous effect it had on our enemy the first time when we locked down 100 million, 50 million. They did the lockdown, and, gee, that was fortunate by accident. Just happened to lock down America following in our footsteps and England and Germany and all these other countries who are basically our enemies. Isn't that done? Good for us, yeah. So let's try it again. Another lockdown. Yeah. Face new lockdown as second wave. There's no second wave. The tests, okay? Covered this before. The tests are complete frauds. so-called PCR test that's been used widely all over the world, quite expensive, doesn't tell you whether a person is sick or is going to get sick. Never did, never will. Covered this in extreme details before on the show here, on my website. Even quoted their own reports, World Health Organization, FDA, CDC, admitting tests are flawed, even a positive test indicating the presence of the virus does not necessarily indicate infectious virus or cause of disease. Well, then what are you doing the test for? Antibody test riddled with false positives, cross reactions, as they're called, to any manner of other things, covered that as well, renders all the case numbers based on those tests completely meaningless, easy to fabricate, just make it up. In the hospitals, they write COVID-19 on people's folders, on their death certificates. They make more money that way in the hospitals. They're going broke, et cetera, even when they're not doing it for that reason. It's easier. Eyeball diagnosis. Many of the doctors are true believers. Well, elevated temperature, apparent lung problems, it must be COVID. No, it must not be COVID. Could be flu. Could be anything. Air pollution, whatever. Bad vaccine, a million other things. Jeez, are these stupid, man. How stupid do you have to be as a doctor to go along with this crap? You know, we put these people up on the pedestal. Well, they've had all this training and background and so forth. Yeah. So why are they so stupid then? And such robots that they go along with this insanity. To say nothing, of course, of the so-called medical reporters, mainstream medical. Oh, yes, and COVID and this and COVID that. I don't want to brag, but I've been analyzing these fake epidemics for 30-some-odd years now. And, you know, just as a matter of course, just as a matter of looking into things, I know more right here, right? See this right here, right in this little place, than these medical reporters know here. They're parrots. They lie. They make it up. They follow orders. They obey. The COVID is a threat. The COVID is a threat. The COVID is a threat. We have the PCR. We have the genetic testing. Oh, here's the voodoo language. Here's all the technical gobbledygook that proves that we're right and everybody else doesn't know what they're talking about. These are the times to try men's souls. Summer patriots. Sunshine patriots. Just going to sit and take this stuff? Just going to say anytime you want to lock us down, we're happy to be locked down? A broken city like New York, where people used to be tough and nasty and independent and smart. The dumbest person in New York was very smart. I lived there. I can tell you that. You could get in an argument on the street with anybody in the entire city of New York, and they would have something smart to say. Anybody. And now, they're all pod people, wearing masks, behaving like zombies, sucking on the teat of the state. New York City alone could overthrow this entire thing in one night. People come out of their apartments. They come out of their houses. They open their businesses. Yeah, this was Invasion the Body Snatchers. The good one. Donald Sutherland. Leonard Nimoy. Right. That's what happened. They turned into pod people in New York. could have come out and opened up their businesses and said, ah, oh, these people are idiots in the government. Who listens to that kind of crap? We're New Yorkers. We're tough. We're smart. We don't buy any of this nonsense. We're opening up our stores, our groceries, our restaurants, our whatever. We're not wearing masks. We're not paying attention to these morons. Really? You're going to put, I don't know, 50,000, 100,000, 300,000 of us in jail? You're going to shoot us down in the streets? Is that really what you're going to do? We don't think so. Get out of our way. That's the New York I remember. What happened to it? Really? I mean, really, what happened to it? The Big Apple is dying. This is the New York Post. The streets are empty. Yeah. Big Apple is dying. And? Yeah. And what? A little hand-wringing, is that what it is? Order a few more products from Amazon to be shipped? I mean, what? What? New York just a bunch of pussies, is that it? 7-8 million? Can't come out on the street and end this whole thing? Not with a riot, not burning and looting. Look at this idiot. Oh, isn't that neat? Oh, it smells good. Yeah. Uh-huh. Isn't that wonderful? Put him to work in Death Valley, shoveling sand. Jeez, you elected this guy? Wow. Overnight could end this whole thing for the world in New York. New York tonight revolted against the puppet of the CDC and Bill Gates, Cuomo, de Blasio, and went back to work. The construction workers showed up and said, we're going back to work. The contractors showed up and said, we're going back to work. The restaurants opened and said, take those stupid signs off the table. We're not flying at half mast. Open up the outdoors. Open the whole thing up. We're going back to work. Serve anybody that comes in. Crowd the joint up. The bars, the Irish bars in New York, what happened to them? I thought the Irish were the toughest, nastiest people around. What are they doing now? Sitting home drinking rot gut? Fill up the Irish bars in New York, 8 deep. We're open for business. We're going back to work. Forget this whole nightmare. We're ending it right now in New York, tonight. Why not? Why not? Okay. That's it for this week. It's a hoax. It's an attack. Resist it. John Rappaport, sitting in for Alex here. See you next time.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.